How uncharacteristic of Josh is him not see that play, especially that guy.
I mean, it happens from time to time with everybody. You know what I mean? I mean, you drop back and you're throwing the ball to, you see the coverage and you know you're going to have that throw, and all of a sudden you don't see that guy, you're going to throw it too. It just happened at a critical time, that's all.
So teams in a situation like that will go for a drive starter, like a screen or a draw.
I called one of our best plays.
That pass?
Yeah.
Was that the same?
Based on coverage.
Because he looked in the middle of the field first, looked like the mm-hmm. tight end, so he went through his progressions there, tight end, and then mm-hmm. to Jermaine.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you say it's your best play statistically?
Because that's one of the best plays that we like to start with, one of them, and based on what they do.
Based on the coverage, too, that you saw in some of the Grizzlies?
Yeah, you call certain plays based on certain coverages that they play in certain situations.
So, thought it would work out, obviously, and what happened. But when that did happen, just what were kind of your emotions, given that that's something that typically works for you, that play?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, guys, he didn't see the guy in the flat. So he threw the ball, and they picked it.
Sure.
I'll call the same play again because it's a play that works really well.
Josh has had some success throwing touchdowns the last 3 weeks. I think it's mm-hmm. 8 or 9, something like that. But mm-hmm. the interceptions have also been there.
Yeah.
I know you preached a ton since
sure.
you got here about keeping the turnovers in check. Do you have to talk to Josh about doing that, considering those have popped up lately?
Well, I think he knows. I think he knows that, hey, we got to make sure we protect the ball and be smart. It just so happened it's happened at critical times. But, yeah, we can't be doing that. For 3 quarters, we played really good football. And then we kicked ourselves in the butt with penalties and things like that. Can't do that. And, again, when this week especially, finishing the game, big emphasis, the mindset. Starting fast, we made a big emphasis on that. We've been starting fast and playing really well doing that in the beginning of games. Now we got to finish the games, and that's protecting the ball. That's everybody holding the ball, making good decisions, doing what you're supposed to do, because when you get tired, that's when you really got to dig down deep and make sure you got the great proper technique. And whether it's a run or a pass, you need your best. I mean, the best teams in critical situations, they finish the game. We have to learn to do that.
John,
we made a big emphasis on that this week.
John, you just kind of touched on it, but do you think fatigue plays a role when things get a little sloppy on the offensive side?
I think sometimes when you get tired, you tend to do things like that, and we can't do that. It's just a mindset. Listen, the great teams that I've been on, the players that I've been on, they fight. You know, you got to fight. And we do fight. Listen, we played a good game. And we just got to learn to finish the games. And that's on everybody, including myself. We got to learn to finish. The players have got to go out and do it. I got to make sure I put them in the right situations. And, like I said, we've talked about it this week a lot. Like in our periods, when we get towards the end of practice, all right, guys, here we go. Let's finish the game, okay? Just to make sure it's a mindset, it's a conscious effort, okay?
When Josh's name started in the preseason, you said a primary reason for that decision was because you trust him to protect the football.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, how much frustration is there for you in the fact that Josh is now throwing 2 bad breakaway interceptions and back-to-back?
Yeah, I'm not frustrated. And he's played a lot of ball, man. I got the utmost confidence in him. He's playing really good ball. It's just like you said, we just got to take care of it. Other than that, he's playing really good ball. And he's helped us win some ball games.
What did you think of Robbie Anderson throwing his helmet at the end of the game?
I think that's a head coach question. I don't really want to comment on that. That's not my responsibility.
Let me ask you a different way then. Did he think he was open?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
When you look at how well you moved the ball for the first 3 quarters and then see you get 4 yards in the fourth quarter, how do you diagnose that? What was the biggest issue?
Well, penalties. That started the show. And then now you're second and long. Now you're third and long. We had too many third and longs. And those third and longs resulted because there was a penalty in the first or second down. And, you know, that's, like I said, that's one of the things that we're talking about finishing the game, doing your assignment, doing your job the right way. That's what we got to make sure we do this week.
Josh, can you talk about, I mean, you probably don't care since you guys lost the game, but, you know, third and long earlier in the game, and Forte broke a bunch of tackles to get that first down. Can you speak to that?
That was an unbelievable play. That's one of the – and, you know, and I told our team on Monday, I said, watch that play. Watch that play. That effort, that determination. I mean, it was third down and 18, I think it was. And that was, listen, we got the blocks, and then he did the last 10, 12 yards on his own. That's the kind of drive and determination we need every single play, all the way to the end of the game. That was just a great example of a veteran guy understanding, and he's always been a good screen runner. I thought it was remarkable, didn't you?
How many missed tackles did you count?
What's that? Missed tackles?
Yeah.
I don't know. As soon as I saw it, I said, wow. I just said, wow. You know, kudos to everybody, the blocks, and then him finishing the play. That was awesome.
He's been having some health issues. Was that the best he's looked?
I think he looked really good. Even, you know, last couple games, he's looked really good. I think he's healthy and feels really good. And he takes, you know, he's a guy that's played a long time. He takes care of his body as much as he can.
What's the biggest thing that stands out to you about the Falcons' defense?
They're fast. They're really fast. They know exactly what they're doing. They got a good pass rush, and they come off the edge, and they play a lot of man-to-man coverage, and our guys got to be ready for that. We've been practicing against that all week. So I think that's the biggest thing that stands out, and the real discipline. Coach Quinn does a really good job with those guys. So the speed of their defense is we gotta try to match that.
How would you assess how Robbie has played this year?
I think he's playing pretty good. He's, you know, he's a big playmaker. He's got really good speed and ball skills to catch the ball. And I think you know, all of our guys, if you look at our stat sheet, I mean, everybody's catch balls. It's pretty even. That's the way we want it. You know, like I said before, we keep the defense off their toes. They can't just concentrate on one guy. Everybody's catching the ball. I think that's the way we want to work things out.
John, that's two, Manish and Connor.
John, when you got here and you knew Forte was on the roster,
seen
his resume, his age, what did you think you'd get out of him, given the mileage that he's had?
I don't know. I look at it. I knew about him, and I was excited to finally be with a guy like that. And, you know, like I said, when we play all the backs, he's fresh. All the backs are fresh, and we keep doing that. He'll last the season.
Matt's a guy that has received some criticism that he's potentially – he's reached that point where his career's on the decline, and almost to the point where he's done, he's washed up.
Yeah.
It seems like you don't feel that way. So what have you seen that makes you think he still has gas left in the tank?
You know, I know he can do really well, and it's our job to make sure we put him in that right position. All of our backs, I mean, the three backs that we have, they're all pretty competent. I mean, they all do about the same thing. So, you know, I'm going to make sure, well, at least all of them. I mean, even if Forte's out, the next guy's up can go do the same thing that he's doing. It's just that he's got a real good savvy feel about how the game is played, you know, how to get open on certain plays and run and pass. And that's good to have. You know, you like to have those types of guys.
Thank you very much.
All right, folks.